to Dubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again. In that name which is above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we're told in Philippians 2:8-9, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We're not sure where hell is, beloved, but it does speak, the word does speak of hell as being down. And so perhaps hell is our, actually, it's the Hades is in the middle of the earth, and that's the things that are under the earth that shall someday bow the knee. Everyone in Hades will someday bow the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and acknowledge that He is God. Every knee shall bow. Every knee, beloved. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. People today may blaspheme the name of the Lord. They may mock and ridicule and make fun of Jesus, but there's coming a day when every knee is going to bow. Every individual is going to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God, to His honor, glory, and praise. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is what we're told here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8-11. And James 2:19 states, "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils, the demons also believe and tremble." Oh yes, beloved, Satan and his demons know that Jesus Christ is God. You remember in the book of Job that Job went into the presence of the Lord, that Satan went into the presence of the Lord to accuse Job, to find fault with Job, and to tell God that he was protecting Job, and that's why Job served him. But he said, "You remove that hedge around him, and let me get at him, and he'll curse you to your face." And God removed the hedge. You see, beloved, we as children of God are protected by Almighty God. And when God removes that hedge, it's to His glory, His honor. It's His praise to show us off to the devil, to show us off to Satan and his demons, to show us off to them that they might see that He is our Lord and our God, and that we're willing, even if necessary, to die for our faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, when Jesus comes in, He transforms our life. He gives us grace. I remember the testimony of two martyrs that were going to be burned at the stake the next day. And that night they had built a fire, and one of them had burnt his hand a little bit on the fire, and he said, "I can't stand it, I can't stand it." And his friend said, "What is it you can't stand?" And he said, "I burnt my hand," and said, "I can't stand to think about my whole body being consumed in flame." And he said, "Where's God's grace?" And his friend said, "How much grace do you need right now? Can you withstand that burn on your hand?" "Oh, yeah," he said, "that's nothing. He said, when you need God's grace, it'll be given to you. And the next day, as the flames came up around them, he was singing praise to Almighty God, because God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is made perfect in our weakness, beloved. Yes, beloved, how wonderful to belong to the living Christ and to experience the grace, the wonderful grace of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's our salvation, beloved, the wonderful gift from Almighty God. So we see, beloved, Jesus has all authority given to him in heaven and in earth. Now the secret of spiritual authority is found in Luke chapter 7 and verse 8, where the centurion said, "For I also am a man set under authority." He told the Lord Jesus, you recall, that he wasn't worthy for him to come under the roof of his house. He said, "Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed." For he said, "I also am a man set under authority." He was under the authority of the Roman government, having under me soldiers. He had 100 soldiers under him. "And I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it." He said, "I'm a man under authority." Beloved, you cannot be over until you are under. All authority hangs on obedience. Let me state that again. All authority hangs on obedience. That's why, beloved, we as children of God can have victory over sin when we submit to God's authority. When we say no to temptation, when we turn away from temptation, "For there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape." The problem is, so many times we do not take that way of escape. So many times we say, "Well, I think I can handle it," and we go on and face the temptation and fall because we did not take the way of escape, the way of deliverance. Oh, beloved, how we, in our pride, so many times bring trouble into our own life because we do not obey the Lord God. How important it is that we submit to our authority, that we might have authority over the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. That's why so many Christians live defeated lives, because they do not submit to God's authority, that they might have authority over the forces of evil and the powers of darkness. This is the secret of spiritual authority. As the centurion said, "For I also am a man set under authority." As he obeyed the Roman authority, he had authority given to him by Rome over those men who were under him. And you cannot be over, beloved, until you are under. All authority hangs on obedience. Now, Jesus was subject to God the Father. John 17:4, Jesus said, "I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." Jesus said this in John chapter 5, verse 30b, "I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me." Jesus was under the Father's authority. Jesus always obeyed God the Father. Even there as he was facing death, he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." Luke 22:42b. Not my will, but thine be done. That was the prayer of Jesus, even when he sweat drops of blood. The little capillaries of the sweat glands burst, and he literally sweat drops of blood. He was under such intense pressure, yet he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." Oh yes, beloved, Jesus submitted to the Father's authority. That's why he now has all authority in heaven and in earth, as we read there in Matthew 28:19. He has all authority, beloved. And so Jesus was subject to his parents' authority. Well, first of all, he obeyed his Father's authority. As we read, Jesus was subject to the Holy Spirit. Secondly, Luke 4:1, "And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness." He submitted to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, beloved. Jesus was subject to his earthly parents, Luke 2:51a, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them." He submitted to their authority. Jesus was subject to the government, Matthew 17:24, "And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, 'Doth not your master pay tribute?' And verse 27, Peter went to Jesus, and Jesus said, 'Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast a hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee.'" So Jesus paid his taxes, beloved. Jesus was submissive to the government. And the government, when it's a government that's ordained by God, we're to be submissive to it. We're to be under its authority. And so we see, beloved, you cannot be over until you are under. That's the secret of authority. Till next time, goodbye.